Like, Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Sure should be a special schuss for Rabbi Marni Mimarazi Shayichu. It's Moshe Dinah Beshtenai, so Moshe Mordechai. Chai Chavifega, Bats Michal Dizbasia. Parshas Hazinu, such a small parsha in quantity, so few psukim, and yet velts to say. Zechor Yemot Olam Binu Shnot Dor V'Dor. It says in the Sifri, Zechor Yemois Olam, remember the days of old, remember what I did to the Dor HaMabul, and Dor HaFlaga, and Anshei Sdoim, Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor, Ein Lecha Dor She'en Bo Kanshei Dor HaMabul, etc., Kanshei Dor HaFlag, Hach Anshei Sdoim, to remember what I did to them. And there's no door that doesn't have a little bit of the Dor HaMabul and a flug on stone. Wow. So the very holy Avraham Mordechai Alter Ger Rebbe, he's a Sefer Imrei Emes, which is just not a Sefer that is as popular as it should be. It should be in Shemayim, the Sefer, meaning so incredibly popular. His Torah is so amazing. So we'd like to redress that a little bit, that injustice. Learn a little bit of his Torah in this shiur, hopefully more in future shiurim. It's gevaldik. He writes, or his Talmidim write, Chassidim. Elohim mini astoros shen izbaru achakach. Etzel Avram avinu v'yitzchak avinu hoyse adayim psoilas v'akachim izbaru v'yakov avinu v'yabli psoilas k'disa sh'al zeksi v'yakov chevel nachalasai. So these are all hastaris, these are all hidings of righteousness, of godliness in this world. The Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlag, the Dor of Stone. And that's why there was still a hastara. You know, Mabul precedes Avram, so does HaFlag. And then comes Anshei Stone in the time of Avram. So there was this psolus in the world that had to be mizbarer, it had to be removed, clarified. They had it separate good from bad, and that's by Yaakov. Yaakov was bleep solas. Yaakov didn't have any impure children. Yaakov chevel nachalas. So Yaakov is Hashem's special chosen. He's the father of their chosen nation, Hashem's chosen nation, of his inheritance, of his portion, where Hashem's portion. Chol shana mischadeshes habriya v'anekuda hinikia. The Gamre. Every year there's Ischachus in the Bria, and that Nekuda of Ischachus is completely clean. Vizeo Banchel Yon Goyim, etc. Yatsev Gvulos Amim, the Misbar B'nei Yisrael. That the nations are set up, there's 70 nations. Corresponding to the Mispar B'nai Yisrael, the 70 Jews that went down to Egypt. So at the root you have B'nai Yisrael, the root of all the nations. It says in the Sfas Emes, there's a Chor Yemos Olam, Zer Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. Remember the days of old, Rosh Hashanah when God made the world, and Yom Kippur, we receive the Luchos, Yatzev Gvulos Amim, he makes Gvulos for the nations, that's Sukkos. This Sfas Emes writes in Ma'amar Man Sukkos, Tov Reish Lamed Tes, Ki Bimei Sukkos Yesh Achiza L'Umos. On Sukkos, the Goyim have some sort of hold, they're connected. Shein Bechina Zayin Midos, they correspond to the Zayin Midos, the famous seven lower Kabbalistic Midos, Spheros. And that's the seven which corresponds, obviously, which relates to the 7D, ten units of seven. That's the 70 nations, the 70 souls that went down to Egypt. And this Sfas Emes there continues, when it comes to Shabbos, then the Umos have no Negia. Osi Beini Uveinechem, which is between us, and Shmini Atzeres is Lachem, Therefore, they have no shaychus to Shmini Atzeres, only to Sukkos. So, getting back to Rabbeinu Dimrei Emes, he quotes the Sfas Emes, and he continues, Ksiv Tzuri Yiladcha Teshi, Vatishkach Kel Mechol Alecha. Tzuri Yiladcha is Rosh Hashanah. Yerak, who gave birth to you, that's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Ani Hayom Yiladiticha. I gave birth to you today. So that's the Leda of man is Rosh Hashanah. Vatishkach Kel Mechol Alecha is Yom Kippur. It says in the Sifri, Mechol Alecha Kel Shemoich Alecha. The God who forgives you, that's Yom Kippur. So these are the two Madregas, Tzadikim Gemurim and Baal Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is the Tzadik Gamur, no sin, pure, just being given birth to. And then Yom Kippur is the Madrega of a Baal Tshuva. Kel Mechol Alecha, Machu Lecha, Kel Shemoche Lecha. It says in the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pasuk V'chatasi Negdi Samid, Shetzrichem Tamid Liskor Shechatanu V'nimcha Lanu. We always have to remember our sin should always be before God, that we sinned and that God forgave us. And that's what it means, V'tishkach Kel Mechol Alecha, the Jews are being taken to, held accountable for the fact that they forgot the God who begat them. And in our context, the God who was moichel them. Kel shemoichel lecha. Why did you forget the God who forgave you? Schoyam os olam is also a nefashos and souls. There's olam, shana, and nefesh, three levels that we see reality in the realm of the world. Space, shana is time, and nefesh is year, is soul. So there's space, time, and the human being. Bahar Sinai Kulo Ashan, Ain Shimon, Ain Shin Nun, Ashan, Olam Shana Nefesh, Rosh HaTevis. So in the Nefesh, the Choyam Os Olam is Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the Pasuk, Vayiskor Yimei Olam. Moshe Amo. Ayea Ma'alei Miyamis Roei Tzono Ayea Esam Bekirbo Esruach Kodesho. It's a verse in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 11. Then as people remember the days of old, the days of Moshe. So you see in Yeshaya, the days of old are referring to the days of Moshe. So Zechor Yemos Olam is remember Moshe. Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor is remember Yoshua. After Moshe, it starts with Yoshua and remember his generation. B'chol adoras kulam, b'chol doras tam d'yishkam ken akol. Ispashtusa de Moshe b'chol dora de Yoshua. In all the generations, there's always everything. You have the ispashtus, the expansion of Moshe, in every generation through Yoshua. In other words, Yoshua is b'chol dor v'dor. Yoshua is the hemshech of Moshe, so he represents all the future generations. And we all have a spark of Moshe in each generation. Zechor Yom HaSolam, Binu Shnos Dor B'Dor, She'al Avicha V'Yagetcha Zkenecha V'Yom Rulach. And from this we learn in the Gemara, the union of Torah Shebal Peh. In this pasuk you learn, you have to listen to the Rabbanim. She'al Avicha V'Yagetcha Zkenecha V'Yom Rulach. Zelu Mazeh. When there are stars, we have Torah. In other words, what is the Zechor Yom HaSolam Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor? Zechor Yom HaSolam Binu Shnos Dor V'Dor, we saw as the generations that sin, where there are stars. So what do you have to do? You have to go back and ask to the Torah Shebal Peh. She'al Avicha V'Yagetcha V'Sinecha V'Yomru Lach. The Torah gives you an Eitzah to be Mizgaver. And the Zechor Yom HaSolam is also Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of the old days. And you can't forget that. You can't forget the old days. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Ani Yom Ladeticha B'chinas Tzadik Gamor V'tishkach Kel Mechol Alecha Mocha Alecha Yom Kippur. Don't forget that God forgave you. And connect to Moshe and Yoshua and all the generations. So, in a previous shiur, we discussed at length the union of Suri Yelot Chateshi Batishkach Kel Mechol Alecha. So we had one mahalach to explain it. And now we're going to present the second mahalach back to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Gaon Rav David Zatzal. We want to understand what the Kefa Lashon is, if Tzur Yelot Chateshi, the rock that gave birth to you, you forgot. V'tishkach Kel Mechol Alecha, you forgot the God who made you. So we explained that there are two types of forgetting. There's forgetting someone who's his vura, and forgetting how you're chayiv to somebody. So the Tzur Yelot Chateshi is when you were born in Mitzrayim. There he was your rock, and he did all these great miracles. And that, you forgot that. And then Batishkach Kel Mechol Alecha is referring to Mitzrayim, when God made us into a nation. That's how we developed and evolved into the nation that we are. We forgot that also. And that's the Kel Mechol Alecha we saw in the Sifri in the previous year. Kel Shenitztayer Bucha. That He had this anhaga that he took care of you. He had tsar for you in the midbar. And that's the inyan of Kineshi Yarakino Agos Lov Yerachiv, that he takes the arrow. So now we're going to discuss that pasuk again. And here it's interesting. Pasuk says, Tzur Yelot Chateshi. First the Teshi. And then Vatishkach Kel, and we also spoke about how Teshi is Tashas Koach. They made God weaker. But first you have mentioning Hashem, Tzur Yelot Chateshi. And then comes the Shechecha. First we mention God, and then we mention the Shechecha. Tzur Yelot Chateshi and Vatishkach. So God's mentioned first. In the first part of the pasuk, Hashem is mentioned first. And then Vatishkach Kel Mechol Alecha, first is the Shechecha, and then Hashem. Tzur Yelot Chateshi Kama. So first Hashem is mentioned, and then the fact that you forgot. And in the latter part of the pasuk, Vatishkach, first is the Shechecha, and then Kel Mechol Alecha. Why in the first part of the pasuk you mentioned God first and then the forgetting, in the second part of the pasuk first the forgetting and then Hashem? So we can explain based on what it says in the Targum Yenison on that pasuk. So Says the Targum Yonasan, Dachalas, Takifa, Debara Yaschon, Ve'anshei Sun, Memra Eloka, Da'ovad Yaschon, Mechelen Mechelen. But the scary, strong one who created you, the fear of the strong one who created you, you have forgotten. And you forgot the word of Hashem, who strengthened you so often. That's the Targum. What does this mean? So the beginning of the pasuk is talking about the Romamus, Dachalas Takifa, the Bar Yaschon, this powerful, awe-inspiring creator who made you, Dachalas Yira. Yira is Dachalas Kafir, because he created man with his great koach. All of the Pella that there is in the Bria of the person, it's mamash unbelievable. The human body is just it's a wonder. You can never get over it if you just think about it. And that's the Tzur. Tzur is a rack. You should have had Yiras HaRoimus from Hashem, from this rack. And in that it says, Mikol Makom Hayah Zeh Teshi. Teshi means Lashon Mash V'Zaz. Then Lo She'enu Legamrei, Lo She'en Lezeh Mashmut V'Totza'ah. Teshi is Miloshon moving. It's not that it doesn't exist. But it's as if he's not here. Not that he doesn't exist, but it's like he's moved aside. You don't have the required outcomes of the fact that he's Surya Latcha. The fact that he's Surya Latcha, this rack who created you, it's Teshi, it's sort of moved aside. And it should have been Noeg Lamaisa that you were following this God and you weren't. So you forgot him. That's one Inyan. And then we have another Inyan of Atishkach Kel Mechol Alecha. And on that, Targum Yonason says, "Ve'an sheisun meimar eloka, da'avad yaschon mechelen mechelen mechelen." And you forgot the word of God, who made you. What does it mean mechelen mechelen? So we say in Asher Yotzar is done b'chokhma, etc. Shim pseh echad mesem echad meim shal skayim v'lamu b'fenecha filu shoachas. No, it's not only how God made you. It's Mechol Alecha, God's making you now. Every second is because of Hashem's Hashgacha. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be able to manage for a minute, to exist before God for a minute. Something goes wrong in the system, we're done, Rabbi Yisai, toast. So the fact that we're still going is just it's a wonder, it's a pella. And if you would just think about it, how every second God is giving you life and existence and your respiratory system and your digestive system and all of the nervous system, all of your systems are working so beautifully together. And that's the only reason that I'm speaking and that you're listening. Pile, pile, plus. Mamish, pile, plus. So how is it possible to go against Hashem? Benimsa sheklapein shel tzur. אמנם אין שכחה על עצם הדבר שהקדוש ברוך הוא צור רוצחו, אלא רק על התוצאה ישנה שכחה. דנו לא שם תשי קנה, אבל כלפי כל מחול עליך, בעל כוחנו ישנה שכחה על עצם הדבר, לא רק על התוצאה. So when it comes to the tzur, so it must be, that if we're sinning, which is what it's talking about over here, we must be forgetting the very fact that Hashem created us and is creating us. And He's giving us chelin chelin. He's empowering us. He's giving us chayil. So we're forgetting the etzem anagav Hashem. And then weiter, besides that, we have the inyan of tzur yilat chateshi. So there we're legamri forgetting Hashem. And that He's our rock, which is referring to the Romamus of Hashem, the original Bria is just moved aside. It's not totally forgetting it, but it's not where it should be. It's not bringing the outcome it should. Kiyom b'chol alecha is right now. Right now, it's giving you chayil. So that's shichas etzem adavar. That's why in the first part of the pasuk it says tsurilat chateshi. The teshi is the mash, moving. That what you're supposed to remember sort of moved aside. You're not totally with it. You're not totally remembering the rock who created you. Kiyom b'chol alecha is shichal etzem adavar. And that's why it first says tsurilatcha and then teshi. Because the teshi is not on the etzem inyan of tsurilatcha, just on what comes out of the tsurilatcha. So the tsurilatcha is there, but it's been moved aside a little bit. The outcome isn't right. So the outcome, it says afterwards, the teshi, it's moved aside because you're not getting the right outcome. But kiyom b'chol alecha is the shichan etzem einyan. And therefore it says a lashon about tishkach, which is, you'll forget the very fact that God right now is giving you life. And it says it first because you're forgetting the etzem einyan there. You're not forgetting the etzem einyan that God made you. So the tsuri yalatcha is there. That God, the rock made you, it's still there. Just teshi. It's moved aside. It's not having the proper outcome, but it's there. And then vatishkach, but you completely forgot the kel mechol alecha. And that's why you start with the vatishkach. Because the tishkach is on the goof of kel mechol alecha, so it precedes the kel mechol alecha. To show that here it's a complete forgetting, not just on what should come out of it, but you completely forgot it. Because if you didn't completely forget it, you wouldn't be able to sin. Advarim meirim kesapirim baruch Hashem. And we still have so much more we'd like to learn from the Imre Emes and from Reina Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Rav David Zitzal. So please stay tuned. And Yiratzon she nizke lishnos perek zeh. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.